Hey, welcome to episode 120 of Fresh Air at 5. In this episode, I recap the weekend, what happened when I went up to Prince George, and the week ends with me being up in Whistler at the My PETA conference. Other things in between, I did listen to some podcasts, not as many as I would have liked to, but that's all right. Here we are with episode 120.
Hi, I'm Chris Nessie from the House of EdTech podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to Fresh Air at 5, the podcast. I'm your host, Brian Carpenter. Fresh Air at 5 is my regular attempt to exercise by walking about my neighborhood to take in podcast content, then reflect in an unedited video, which I finally post to my Twitter channel. This podcast will be a regular collection of the audio from these selfie videos. You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh Air at 5 or check out my website, briancarpenter.com, for other content I have created and collected. APLN Monday, May 1, 2023. It is May already. I can't believe how fast the school year is going. It's going on crazy, crazy fast. And well, last week's full week for me has finished. It's not over the stuff that I need to do, but the busy, busy week is over. And I have gone and come back from Prince George, British Columbia. I was representing the primary, the provincial intermediate middle years teachers association. That's one of the PSAs of the British Columbia Teachers Federation. And I represented them at the educational spring fling conference that happened at Prince George Secondary on the weekend. So I was privileged to be able to go and talk to teachers about professional development and what they're doing and how they're doing, and to touch base and learn about education that's going on in the north. There's lots of great stuff going on. Talked to an associate professor from UNBC about place and awareness, and that was pretty cool. Another presenter about dyslexia and student learning. And, you know, I just learned from that person that dyslexia is not just the simple coding issues of flipping letters around, but that can be addressed, and with techniques and tools, students can learn how to get around that. But that there's a whole lot more to dyslexia than that. So we only see the symptoms at the early stages, but there's a lot more to that. I got to go fishing while I was up in Prince George, and on Saturday, and we caught some fish. It was fantastic rainbow trout, indicator fishing, and I'm working on a little graphic right now for fly fishing and my fly fishing community on Facebook, and learning to do that using Canva for generating that content. All right, that's all I got for now. Coming back with more. Thanks. Hang on. One more thing for May 1, 2023. Podcast listening this morning, I listened to the House of EdTech episode 223 as Chris Nessie brings us some goodness about student portfolios and ways to provide students with success in using their portfolios. It's just not a matter of saying, okay, students, let's make a portfolio, but you have to have some learning objectives associated with that. Why are we doing this? What's the point of doing this? And how can reflection be part of your learning as you're sharing and reflecting on the work that you have done? And this portfolio is also work that you are doing. So, Chris, thanks so much for those thoughts. There's a lot in there, and it's so important that we be mindful about the tools that we use and why we're using them and the ease of use with our students. So, my middle and secondary students in my media space that I teach, I am going to actually jump into a mini portfolio project here at the end called Stuff I've Learned This Year, and get them to work on collecting some of the artifacts of their learning and putting it into a PowerPoint presentation in Microsoft, because we're moving in the Microsoft direction, and get them to put their artifacts of learning, links to projects that they have done, and things like that, so that they can demonstrate their learning. I have done this in the past. I've had students simply take and make a Google Doc with some reflections on stuff that they've made. I've had students use a Google Slide as that, and each slide is a different artifact of learning, like the PowerPoint that I said. Or, you know, you can get into Adobe Creative Cloud Express websites as a means of doing that. I haven't jumped into Canva with my middle school students, a little bit with my secondary, so that's another option that is there. So, putting that together, that's coming. First off, we got to finish off our Mother's Day projects, which is underway. Chris, thank you. Appreciate it so very much. There's more there. Go take a look at the show notes for House of EdTech 223. Bye-bye. The last thing for May 1, 2023, I listened to episode 151 of Tech Tools for Teachers with Shanna Martin and her husband Fuzz, as they bring us an episode talking about not doing the regular things, you know, and how important is it for us as teachers to have our routines, have our systems, have the way that we are doing things with our students, tech tools that we're using, they're familiar with them, but in that familiarity, possibly, comes complacency, I believe. And that complacency gets into just checking a box and not showing their learning and understanding. And part of our digital literacy is to expose students to tools that broaden their perspective on the possibilities in front of them for tools they can use to create different things. I remember when Remove BG came out, that was mind-blowing. And then Canva and Adobe Express, back then it was Adobe Spark, incorporated the AI background removal. It's everywhere now. It's in a lot of places. And, you know, using the same tool all the time doesn't necessarily challenge. And Shanna talks about using a tool called editor.org, and it is a poster generator graphic site that has templates, uses all the Creative Commons and copyright free content that's available to them, to students, and you don't have to give citation for those things, which is pretty nifty. But it's a different editor, graphics editor. It's not the regulars. And you know what? It's a good thing to possibly have your students exposed to these things, because as Shanna says, not all the tools moving forward in their careers and in their life are going to be the same. And if we're not familiar with how to push buttons and try things, well, then that's not going to learn them anything. So if we can push our students to be uncomfortable a little bit, then that's a great thing. Thanks, Shanna. Thanks, Fuzz. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, PLN. Carpenter here. It is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. It's the eve of May the 4th. Be with you. So that's happening tomorrow. I'm out just trimming the grass right now, and later in the day, it's been super busy again, man. It hasn't stopped since, you know, the weekend. It's still going, but it's going to be okay. And today I listened to a really inspiring, I'm not even done yet, inspiring episode of Teaching Champions with Brian Martin. And he has on guest Maxwell Roach, who is a Canadian musician, business guy. Just all around sounds like a totally rad dude to, you know, sit down and talk to, and Brian got to talk to him. You should listen to this conversation. You will be inspired. He talks about how learning and the things that we do are opportunities to take us to a different place. And, you know, it might not be what you're going to keep on doing, but paying attention in those moments allows you to do some really cool things and then move on from there to other things, you know. And so this is about, you know, inspiration, and also reality, because it is possible that we can be interested in things that we're interested in and allow them to take us places that allows us to make more money, have a better quality of life, and et cetera, like that, you know? You know, thinking of myself right now, I'm headed to Whistler this weekend for the MyPita Spring Conference, and I'm part of that executive. And how did I get to be on that executive? It wasn't for me just, you know, applying to be on the executive, but bringing myself and what I have to the team so that we can all have our part of this team to make Prody happen. And I'm, you know, involved in the technical side of things, doing some, you know, AV with my background that I had when I was 18 years old. I worked for an audiovisual company, learned a lot of things about how to set up equipment. The equipment has changed, but the principles are still the same, that, you know, people need to be able to hear when they're at a meeting. And if they can't hear and see, then they don't feel connected to the presenter. All right, Maxwell Roach. Awesome. I'm going to finish this up. Brian, have a fabulous day. Look, the sun is shining right here. Okay, peace out. Bye-bye. Hey, PLN, it's May 4th, 2023. May the 4th be with you. I hope you're doing well. It's Star Wars Day. I'm super fired up about it. But so much is going on that I didn't get a chance to make my Star Wars shirt that I wanted to make on my Cricut Maker cutter. I bought a pattern off of Etsy, and it's the Rebel ship, the Rebel logo with all the ships falling off the bottom of it. I want to make the shirt and cut it out and iron it onto a black t-shirt, the decal, but I didn't get to it. So anyhow, I'm going to school. We'll do some Star Wars stuff at the opening of the day with my students. Get on to working on our Mother's Day video projects that they are working on so that moms can have a video of their student, of their child on Mother's Day in a QR code. So teaching them how to do that. Excited. Awesome. Okay, gratitude. So important. I have been just overjoyed to be able to connect with Lainey Rowell over the past few months here. And as I've been listening to Evolving with Gratitude, the podcast on episode, I think it's 54. Oh my goodness, 55. Let's go 55. No, I can't be for sure 100%. But she has on guest Dr. Victoria Waller, who is an educational therapist and works with students with differences, not disabilities. And those differences are things that once we understand them, can assist students in being able to be themselves. And, you know, what are you good at? What are students good at? We focus on what students cannot do because they're not meeting the learning standards, but what can they do? And how can we use the what can they do and what are they interested in to leverage the things that they are not enjoying or making connections with. So it's all about connections. And this was a very heartwarming, enthusiastic episode of Evolving with Gratitude. Every episode of Evolving with Gratitude is different. And but Dr. Victoria Waller, she brings it with and talks with Lainey. So good. All right, take a listen. Go look up Dr. Victoria Waller and Evolving with Gratitude. Thanks. Happy day. Bye. One more thing for May 4th, 2023. I'm just finishing up. I said I was going to listen to it later. The end of episode 178 of the Teaching Champions podcast. And Maxwell Roach was the guest with Brian Martin on Teaching Champions. And it was fantastic to finish the interview. The big takeaway for me on this whole thing is that there's a process that we need to go through to get to places, and we see people on the stage and on the big screen and their success, and that, you know, like, wow, man, they're just successful overnight, but it's not true. We don't get to places just overnight. That might happen like once in a gazillion times, but overnight very rarely happens. It has to do with consistency in the process of doing what you do and becoming better at what you do so that you can do it when you need to show up. And it's all about showing up, the consistency of showing up and going to school and going to your things that you need to do that are training places for being successful. We might not like it at the moment in time, but you know what? Looking back, I think it's very much important about showing up. You know, our students at school, they don't like going to school because of the content, but I think we need to talk to them more about life and about the need to show up, to do things that are hard, because they are important things to learn the process. Not necessarily the product that we're going to be getting at the end of the day, but the bigger thing is about character and being yourself and learning to be yourself and be successful. I like how the connection between this episode of Teaching Champions ties in with episode that I just listened to, Evolving with Gratitude, as Dr. Vicki Waller talks about learning differences and diversities and just the differences that kids have, and figuring out what kids need and what you need even for yourself, so that you can be successful. All right, that's all I got for now. I'll probably listen later. I'm going to be traveling, so I might as well put my headphones in, do some more recording. Peace out. Bye-bye. Later on that same day, May 4th, 2023, may the 4th be with you. I'm out here in Whistler, BC, and drove up today. We're here for the MyPETA conference, excited about that. I might have some of my crew joining for Fresh Air at 5 at 5 a.m. in beautiful Whistler, British Columbia. So this afternoon as I drove, I listened to episode 200 of My EdTech Life, and congratulations, Fonz, on 200 episodes. That's incredible. You know, like just under 2 years, or a little more than 2 years. That's awesome. So congratulations to you. And you had on guest Tanya Averith, and you know what? I loved listening to Tanya talk about creativity and about spontaneity and in making and doing things and thinking alternatively about things. And Tanya, I learned something about you that I was not aware of. I didn't know that you struggled with dyslexia and that you had, you know, reasons for being so engaged and excited and empowering others to have students tell their story through alternative means other than that multiple choice or written essay test. Providing opportunity for students is so important. I've learned a lot from you over the years, and I really appreciate hearing more of your story. Fonz, awesome to hear you, and congratulations again on episode 200 of My EdTech Life. People, go listen to this episode. Your heart will be touched. It's so incredible. All right, gotta go. Okay, bye. Hey, PLN, May 5th, 2023, up here in Whistler, British Columbia, and this morning I woke up and I was feeling not great with a full day of conference ahead of me. I decided not to go for my walk, but to go back to bed, and I did. And now I'm reflecting on my day of learning. I didn't listen to any podcasts today, but I did this morning go to a session with John Fast and Nadine Keysworth called Makerspace on a Budget, and we learned some cool makerspace tricks at the MyPETA conference. Super fantastic. Lots of hands-on things, and the highlight was the catapult contest, where we had to make catapults to shoot pom-poms across a 2 meter span and hit a target. So that was pretty nifty. Thanks, John and Nadine, for your thoughts and your input into our community here at MyPETA. This afternoon, I went to reframing the behavior with Kristen Weens, and Kristen was our speaker for the afternoon session in one of our sessions, and talked about how we can take a look at language and about perspective on student behavior, comparing, you know, students that won't to students that can't, you know, and that can, and they can have good behavior, but, you know, they don't want to have good behavior, and how do we change those things? Okay, there's a whole lot that was going there. It was fantastic to talk with our fellow educators and to meet Kristen. So thanks so much. Talk to you all later, and happy the end of episode 120 of Fresh Air at 5. All right, Carpenter out. Have a fabulous day. Okay, bye-bye.
My one word for 2021 is appreciate. I appreciate you giving me a listen, as I've created this podcast experience for you. It's a unique Blinkist or Cole's Notes version of the content I take in, like a highlight reel, so that you can hopefully find other interesting podcasts you may not have considered before. I've recorded the specific podcast episodes in the show notes for your learning convenience. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming episodes. And if you enjoy this podcast and its format, share it with someone else. Tweet about your experience or give it a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Fresh Air at 5 can also be found on Voice Ed Radio. Your voice is right here and on the Education Podcast Network, podcast for educators, podcast by educators. I hope you have a fantastic day and get some fresh air before the day is out. And take care of yourself because you're worth it.